This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What about the claim of the Western world that we have to bring democracy and freedom and liberty and the right of privacy to other nations in the world, especially those in the Middle East, who allegedly don't have this kind of liberty and freedom which we have? Now, this claim has become quite disputed in recent months when the incredible spy activities of the United States of America, Great Britain, and other nations has been revealed, and also the tendency to persecute and prosecute the whistleblowers, in other words, going after the messenger while not punishing and taking care of the message. But I'd like to point out today another interesting development, something which, when I grew up in Germany, was unheard of, which is now becoming commonplace, it seems, and people are not even amazed about it anymore. The most recent startling development had to do with an announcement that Mr. Bradley Manning, who was one of the whistleblowers and had been, of course, convicted of crimes, has now stated that he is actually a woman and wants to be referred to as a woman. I have here an article by Breitbart, which addresses the problem in the media quite nicely. It says, "The Huffington Post is chastising media outlets for not immediately referring to Bradley Manning as she. Now that he has decided that he is transgendered and wishes to be treated as a woman and called Chelsea." Huffington Post's admonishing accusatory headline, "News outlets continue to refer to Chelsea Manning as he," sets the table for a politically correct primer in how the media should be handling gender, especially pronouns when reporting on Manning. Reuters continued to refer to Manning as he and him, as did CNN. Meanwhile, MSNBC and Daily Mail used feminine references for Manning. Now that's going to change. This article was published on August 22. Also on August 22, Newsmax had this to say. "The Army said Thursday it won't provide hormone therapy or sex reassessment surgery for Private Bradley Manning, who announced he'd serve out his 35-year term as a woman. The soldier's lawyer said if the Army won't accommodate Manning's desire to be a woman, he will do everything in my power to force them to. A number of federal judges have ruled that rejecting such treatment for transgender provisions, or prisoners rather, constitutes cruel and unusual punishment, citing a decision in Maryland in January that guaranteed the possibility of sex reassignment surgery for all federal inmates in Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and North and South Carolina. A Chicago court in 2011 ruled similarly, striking down a Wisconsin law banning such medical care." Now, to go on with the narrative, let me just tell you a little bit about what California has come up with. In the Washington Times, dated August 12, the following was reported. "California has enacted the first law in the nation that will require public schools to accommodate students based on their self-declared gender identity, in addition to their biological sex. The law means that biologically female students can use boys' bathrooms and biologically male students can join all girls' sports teams. The law is intended," it says, "to assist transgender children navigate school from kindergarten to 12th grade as their preferred gender." Now, to make this very clear what this law is telling you, AFP added on August 13 that transgender students in California public schools will be able to choose which bathrooms to use and which sex-segregated sports to play. According to the new legislation passed, the bill, allows students to be treated as their chosen gender rather than listed on their official documents. So you have a boy in 12th grade who declares he's a girl, and he wants to go with the girls in their locker rooms, wants to shower with them, let's say, go to the restrooms, and on it goes. You see, horrendous developments, which are now being looked upon as normal. Now, God must have made a terrible mistake when he created Adam and Eve. Maybe he should have created some other creature in addition, like a thief or whatever, a third category. Because he, after all, only created them as male and female, didn't think about the possibility that a male really isn't a male and a female really isn't a female, correct? Several years ago, a former co-worker who had moved out of state, and I saw him again, told me that he is very proud of his boy and his girl. And I didn't know that he had a boy and a girl. I only knew that he had two boys. And then he told me now the one boy actually is a girl. She's also married or living together, whatever, with another girl. Because, after all, she always had been a girl, but it was just that her spirit, her girl's spirit, was imprisoned in a boy's body. And that is how this is being explained by the experts. And they are telling you that God made a terrible, terrible mistake. Of course, they don't even talk about God. You understand that. Now, here's an article by Newsmax dated August 19 regarding New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a Republican who has opposed same-sex marriage, said that gay people are born that way and that it is not a sin. He also had told Piers Morgan, CNN's Piers Morgan, in 2011 that while he was a Catholic, he doesn't agree with the Catholic teaching that homosexuality is a sin. He says, no, they are born that way. Well, the Bible makes it very clear that they are not born that way. God did not create someone as a homosexual. Developments in their lives might have contributed to their choice to become that way, but the Bible says a homosexual must, and I repeat, must change. He must stop living a homosexual lifestyle if he wants to enter the kingdom of God. Now, this is clearly something which the Bible states from beginning to end. Now, in that light, the article in Newsmax went on to say that Mr. Christie's statement was released as he signed a bill banning, prohibiting therapy that tries to change a minor's sexual orientation. New Jersey becomes the second state after California to ban gay conversion therapy. The law prohibits licensed professional counselors, including psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists, social workers, from engaging in practices designed to change the sexual orientation of anyone under the age of 18. In other words, the law prohibits anyone to behave in conduct in accordance with the Bible. Because once you are 18, it's going to be very difficult to change if you have been living that lifestyle all the way up to age 18. And now, in these states, counselors are prohibited of telling those whom they are counseling that what they are doing is wrong and they must acquit it. They must quit it. Now, interestingly enough, when it comes to the Middle East, Europe is looked upon as a conscience of the world. Now, if you didn't know that, here's an article by the EU Observer dated August 19, where Egypt's ambassador to the UK is quoted telling the Telegraph that Europe is a conscience of the world. Now, if Europe is a conscience of the world, then Germany, who is actually leading continental Europe, has become a very bad leader and has actually reflected a very bad conscience. Here is an article by Der Spiegel Online dated August 16, saying that the option of selecting blank, in addition to the standard choices of male or female, on birth certificates will become available in Germany from November 1. The legislative change allows parents to opt out of determining their baby's gender, thereby allowing those born with characteristics of both sexes to choose whether to become male or female in later life. Again, God made a terrible mistake of allowing those quote-unquote creatures to be born, right? I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I'm an attorney, as you know, and I'm also a minister of the gospel. And I think it's very easy to determine whether somebody is male or female when he's born, right? I mean, this is all a bunch of nonsense. But it is designed to do away with what God is telling us in his words. Now, this article goes on to say, and other articles explain, that even though this is talking about people who have these different characteristics, it should be applied also, of course, to those who want to change their gender. And, of course, it never stops anywhere. It's a Pandora's box which is being opened. And the Bible warns of that tendency. It says, you know, as the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and others are there to be looked upon today by us as a warning example, that those who engaged in that kind of conduct, they were punished by God. See, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to allow this kind of thing to go on only because it is politically correct and we want to create freedom and liberalization and tolerance to those kind of categories. The Bible is very clear that there are distinctions between male and female. The Bible says a male shouldn't wear clothes of a female and vice versa. The Bible tells you also that a man shouldn't look like a woman even, and a woman shouldn't look like a man. And that's why Paul is telling you that a man shouldn't have hair so long that you can't determine based on the hair whether the man is a man or not. And women should have longer hair so that you can determine just by the hairstyle that a woman is a woman. So these distinctions are in the Bible throughout, from the book of Genesis all the way up until the book of Revelation. And it is not up to man to make these changes in that they say there aren't really any distinctions. Everybody is equal. Well, they are equal in the eyes of God when it comes to their potential. But that doesn't do away with the fact that there are men and that there are women. And God has created male and female and nothing in between. So I hope that you understand, my friends, what is going on in this world. All these differentiations, all these ideas like, oh, we don't have to talk about male or female. It even goes so far as to say that God is not to be referred to as a quote-unquote male anymore, and we can refer to God as a she or an it. All of this is symptomatic of an attempt by Satan the devil to do away with what the Bible clearly teaches us to follow. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.